Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello and welcome back to the Believe in Ohio State pod. Know it's been a little bit. Appreciate you tuning in and always appreciate your listenership throughout the journey here on the podcast. As you can probably tell by my voice, a little bit under the weather. I've been fighting through that for about a week or so. So I appreciate your patience and those who reached out. All is well now. Everything is well, basically, except the Ohio State defense. So with that in mind, we got a big game this weekend. Ohio State facing off against Rutgers. We'll get into that game a little bit. I think this episode might serve a little bit more as a vent session than anything else, given just what has happened with Ohio State in the last couple of weeks. You know, you got the mid-game quit, the dismissal from the team from Pope. You got Ohio State's defense still looking shaky. A good win last week against Akron, of course, and what you could call the Battle of Ohio after struggling against Tulsa and facing off this week against the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, who, you know, held their own last week with Michigan. They never were. I'm not sure I would go as far to say they were ever really threatening to win the game. However, I do think they put up a really good fight. And speaking of good fights, this is the weekend to put up a good fight and get back into it on betonline.ag. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back for another football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, contests, BetOnline continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit. Don't forget to use promo code BELIEVE to receive your bonus from football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers for the 2021 season. Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. Bet online, where the game starts. One thing I've been loving to do recently on the bets is I'll pick a couple NFL games I really like. When the Cowboys are dogs, they're my team. I always bet them. I didn't against Tampa. I actually bet them to cover against Tampa. And then I had them to beat the Chargers, which was a nice win. And I love Aaron Rodgers as a dog. That was a pretty good one last week. Although the whole game, it felt like they were going to win. And then, you know, they had to make the drive. They had to take the lead. But two big underdog wins. And one thing I've been doing, too, if you love a favorite, take the favorite money line, parlay it with the best player on the team to score, right? If you got the Cowboys playing the Eagles the other day, you take Cowboys to win, you take Ezekiel Elliott to score, get your back around even money, and it's a pretty strong bet. So check it out, get on betonline.ag, and win some cash back this fall. Moving into talking about winning something back for Ohio State football, you know, this is a real good stretch for them to get comfortable, to start tuning up, before they face off against Penn State in a few weeks. Ohio State and Rutgers facing off this weekend. It's followed up by Maryland, Indiana, and then, of course, the Nittany Lions making their way to the Shoe to face off against the Buckeyes on what was just announced as a scarlet-out all-red stadium. It's going to be beautiful. I would imagine it's going to be a night game. They're going to try to really lean into that full stadium feel and give Penn State some serious noise to worry about. And I think Penn State's a solid team. I do think we're going to learn a lot about them this weekend against, or next weekend against Iowa. And hopefully that, you know, they can get a win there so that this is a matchup with a top five Penn State team who it could be a great thing for Ohio State to really leap their way back into the playoff picture if that's what they're, you know, if that's what they're targeting. I think with some of the issues on defense, we certainly could be a little bit worried about that. However, I'm not sure Penn State's offense really scares you points-wise the way that an athletic team like Oregon, who is now the number three team in the country, right? So if you're going to lose to somebody, that's not a bad team to lose to, and they've really backed it up so far this season in Oregon. What I want to really get at, and you know, these are short pods, right? They're 15-minute kind of snippets and just give you an idea going into the football weekend. I don't think Ohio State has too much to worry about with Rutgers this weekend. I think it could be close. But if C.J. Stroud is back to playing at full strength, I really like Ohio State's chances. I did like what I saw out of McCord last week. You know, Ohio State's offense, you know, it took a little while to get going, but once they started rolling, they were certainly rolling. I think the future is really strong at the quarterback position for Ohio State, which is not something we've really had to worry about in quite some time, really, right? Since, you know, the I'd say the last uncertain quarterback offseason was going into Haskins' first year, but I think people were pretty confident about that. It was more, you know, turning away from Joe Burrow that was the concern, or the I'd say the up-in-the-air situation there. I just want to say, you know, with the defensive changes and having a couple different folks call the plays and removing Kerry Combs from that position, it's something that I really like at Orion Day. I think, you know, one thing that in the past maybe it was we're going to look at it, we're going to figure it out, we're not going to make any rash decisions. You know, after that game, and, you know, Orion Day's a guy who hadn't lost a regular season football game at Ohio State. For him to put his foot down and say, no, we need to fix this, and we need to fix it right now. We're going to, you know, make drastic changes. We're going to get aggressive. We cannot afford to lose again. We need to fix something fast. I really appreciate that. I think he stood up. I think he, you know, wasn't worried about hurting anybody's feelings. He wasn't worried about, you know, walking lightly around Kerry Combs and addressing the elephant in the room, which is this defense just has not been good. And if you want to win a national championship, and if you want to win the Big Ten, particularly, you know, in a year of craziness where the door is going to be open to get back in, and this was probably a really good year that if you had a strong team that you could make some damage. You know, if this was last year's Ohio State team, they're probably the best team in the country this year. I don't think Alabama is as strong as they were last year. And I don't think, you know, Clemson obviously is very down this year. And Oklahoma, I mean, they don't really scare you at all, do they? I wouldn't be surprised if Oklahoma fell to Texas this year or, you know, dropped a Big 12 game like they will. But this was the year that the path was there, and it's just a shame that the, you know, the youth of Ohio State's team didn't line up with that, right? And that's something Ryan Day has said. And it's, I don't think it's an excuse, you know, to say this is a young team, because it is a really young team. And Ohio State's had the in the last decade, has had the advantage of always having really strong veteran players. And right now, I think they have strong leaders. I just don't know if they have a Joey Bosa caliber talent or Ezekiel Elliott caliber talent here, you know, as senior leaders on the team. And even with the quarterback, where maybe you have more talent with Stroud than you had with JT Barrett. JT Barrett getting the ball, you were very comfortable on every single play. And maybe you wanted to throw it downfield, and that's a conversation for another day. You know, I'll have Tyler Perry on the show in a week or two, so we can chat about JT Barrett for an hour if you want to have that conversation. With Ohio State, you know, going into this weekend, you know, we had a very turmoil-filled week, you know, with Pope leaving the team in the middle of the game, getting an argument with Mitchell, taking his pads off on the sideline, and getting sent home, basically, and kicked off the football team this week. It is a huge story. It's something that we haven't seen from Ohio State, you know, a player for any reason other than disciplinary being kicked off the team, right? You've had guys with drug issues or you know, police issues that have been removed from the team, but not a lot of guys just out of frustration being, you know, walking off the field and saying I'm out and then getting kicked off the team. You know, you'd have to really go back a long way to think about that. And that's concerning, right? That doesn't happen in national championship teams. Guys don't walk off the field, right? It reminds you of Vontae Davis when those bad Bills teams, when he walked off the field halfway through. That just doesn't happen. And I don't think it's a Ryan Day thing. And you know, you hear people talking that they lost the locker room. I really don't think so. I think this team still believes that they have a job to do and that they could go out and do it. And I think they have a great opportunity on October 30th to go out and stake their claim back in the Big Ten, right? If they beat Penn State, I don't think Michigan's going to be swinging as hard as they, you know, are swinging right now, talking about we want it all, we're going to this. You know, they didn't cover against Rutgers. So I think if you come out here, you cover against Rutgers, you play really well, you play solid defensively, you know, no big plays. You can let up a couple touchdowns, but no big long touchdowns where you're like, oh my God, are they going to do something at some point? I think you can feel really solid about this team and their chances to win the Big Ten and maybe win the Rose Bowl or maybe show up in the playoff. I don't know about the playoff. I don't see it for Ohio State. I just don't see this team being, you know, that dominant to work that way. And I really like Iowa. I like Penn State this year. I don't like the quarterback, but I always, you know, they're just a tough team, man. And they're going to get to play Michigan at home. That could be a huge game as well. But I think the Big Ten really starts on October 30th and for Ohio State. But, you know, that Iowa-Penn State game next week is going to be very telling on both sides, right? We're going to see what really is Iowa's defense and what really is Penn State's, you know, offense, because that could be a really ugly game, right? If Iowa's defense is as legit as they look, I'm not sure Penn State has the horses to score on that defense a lot. And Iowa's just, they're a great team. So I'm really excited to see how that shapes up. And maybe if Ohio State and Iowa face the Big Ten championship, we can really see how they stack up. I just don't know if this is a national championship football team for Ohio State. The defense has so many holes. You know, there really is just, just issues in the secondary. There's issues on the D-line. There's issues at linebacker that are going to prevent you from going up against an Alabama or even like a Georgia who, you know, they're going to run down your throat if you end up playing Georgia. I think Georgia could be just as good as Alabama. The way that they can run the ball, the way that they play defense, like they might not let up 100 points this season. They're a really impressive team, and they're somebody that is certainly somebody to watch going into this week. Looking forward to Saturday's game. I know we didn't get too in deep on it. I don't think there's a lot to hash out as far as Ohio State and Rutgers, right? When you're thinking about this game this weekend, you know, Shiano facing off against Ohio State. The game is in New Brunswick. But with his teams, they have a lot of energy. They play with a lot of fight. They're a team that if they got up quick and early, you might want to sweat about just because they can believe in it, and that's something that he's been great about. It's a 14-point spread. Michigan was a 20-point favorite last week, so it tells you what Vegas thinks about Ohio State. Over 57.5, I think that is your best look, you know, at that over. I love the overs in the Ohio State game so far this year. You know, not them covering because you never know the defense, and when the defense is late, that backdoor can cause a real problem. But I love that over 57.5. You're going to take something. Final score, I think you can expect Ohio State 35-19. Ohio State 35-21. I do think Rutgers is going to be able to score some points against the Buckeyes, but I feel confident about C.J. Stroud with the week of rest coming back, attacking a little bit. The Ohio State coaches seeing what Rutgers did to Michigan and being able to, you know, take advantage of that and kind of grind it out that way. And obviously Ryan Day is pretty familiar with what Greg Schiano likes to do defensively. Next week, of course, we'll have two episodes. We're going to have a game review and then a preview episode as Ohio State gets ready for homecoming weekend for Maryland. Hopefully my voice will be back by then, so I'll be able to really give you a full-length show, and I apologize for that. But once again, we really appreciate you subscribing, really appreciate you following, sharing, reaching out with good positive and negative words, the stuff we can improve on. I appreciate it. We will talk soon. Go Buckeyes. I believe they get it done against Rutgers this weekend. And then we'll be moving on to the meat of the schedule with Maryland, Nebraska, Penn State sneak in there, Indiana in there, Michigan State, Michigan. It's a really good stretch of final six for Ohio State after this week. So get past Rutgers. Try to cover here. See what you can do against the big boys as you get down the stretch here. Peace out. Go Bucks.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.